Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Muhammad. Dr. Ava is a gifted attorney, researcher, lecturer, and author of 5 books. She received her Juris Doctorate from Georgetown University and is a member of the New York Bar Association. Dr. Ava has been featured in Essence magazine many times and was named by Essence as being one of America's most powerful black women. Dr. Ava is also a student national spokesperson for the Nation of Islam and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
You expected Assad to be gone, but he's still there. You said he should step down, but he didn't step down, and the rebellion became a civil war from an uprising. And you influenced Qatar. You influenced Saudi Arabia. You influenced the Arab Emirates. You influenced others to send fighters into Syria to get him out of power. But evidently, they all are failing. That's a Syrian problem that should have been handled by the Syrian people, but you intervened, America, the mischief maker, the blood shedder, the liar. So now, America, you back your proxies with weapons that you sold to the Middle Eastern countries. Well, I ask, is it in Syria's interest to push America into war with Syria? I don't think so. So may I respectfully say, Mr. President, your advisors don't seem to be your friends. Who advised you to say that the NSA was not spying on the common American citizen, and in less than a month it has been revealed that they were in fact doing the very thing that you said to the American people that they were not doing? Who advised you to say that there was no such thing as UFOs? And then a few weeks later, it was admitted by the CIA that Area 51 in Roswell, Nevada is in fact a reality. What are they doing to you, Mr. President? In a few broadcasts from now, we'll deal with Roswell and Area 51, if it is the will of Allah. Mr. President, they're destroying you little by little, so that you become involved in the spider web of their lies and treachery, so that when in 2 years from now your presidency is over, what can you do with the remainder of your life after they have destroyed your potential for good? So now, since the president is not acting as his advisors and the neoconservatives want him to act, they inspired the rebels to use some form of gas. And immediately, the propaganda machine of the Zionist-controlled media goes into action to feed the American people the same kind of propaganda that led to America's involvement in Iraq and in Afghanistan. So the media is quick to say, Assad is killing his own people. You show these horrific pictures of dead men, women, and children, no doubt gassed. But who is at the root of it?
The Elevated Places call-in number is 347-324-5091. Or visit us on our radio show page at blogtalkradio.com/Elevated Places. And now, here is your host, Dr. Ava Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. I am your host, Ava Muhammad, live on blogtalkradio.com/Elevated Places. And we are pleased and honored to be streaming live on WKBOL 100.1 FM in Waterloo, Iowa. KBOL also carries the Time and What Must Be Done series. Please check their website, kbol.com, to check the times. They also invite you to hear Torchlight with Brother Michael Muhammad every Friday at 11:30 a.m. Central. Welcome back to Elevated Places, and of course, you know this is a forum where we engage in open and intelligent discussion. We are centering our conversation around freedom, justice, and equality, including economic independence and self-determination for the 40-plus million descendants of slaves here in North America. We invite anyone and everyone who logs in or listens in to participate in the energizing conversation that we have every Thursday evening. Call us at 347-324-5091. You just heard an excerpt from part 34 of The Time and What Must Be Done by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. That special edition of The Time and What Must Be Done, which premiered this past Saturday, August the 31st, will be replayed this coming Saturday, September 7th. To hear that message regarding the U.S. plan to attack Syria, visit noi.org/the time. And this Sunday, September 8th, we will broadcast that message again. We'll do it via national webcast from Mosque Mariam in Chicago, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard. Visit our mosque and study groups or log in to noi.org. Now tonight, beloved, we invite you to weigh in on our discussion of the attack being planned against a sovereign nation, Syria. And this could be, for all of us, a life-changing matter. This is very heavy, and this is why we are making sure that everyone is able to hear the message of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on this matter. Of course, again, 347-324-5091. Call in and give us your opinions and views. And I am, of course, delighted to be the newest member of the legendary urban talk show radio station WVON, Talk of the Town, 1690 AM, right here in Chicago. You can log in anywhere to WVON.com, or better yet, download the iHeart app. It's free. You download it on your smartphone or your tablet. We are the only black talk radio station in America that is on the iHeart app. Now, this coming Sunday, this will be 4 p.m. Central Time, 5 Eastern, Elevated Places will present on WVON an enlightening social media Q&A session with me, Dr. Ava Muhammad. That's Sunday, September 8th. And I really hope, beloved, to draw upon my life experience as a student minister, an attorney, a wife, a mother, and your friend in a special Q&A session for the listeners. To participate in that Q&A, just send your tweets directly to me, Dr. Ava Muhammad, at my Twitter account, at Dr. Ava Muhammad, with the hashtag at Ask Dr. Ava. And just make sure you're following me at Dr. Ava to stay informed. And you can submit your question anytime, right now even. So remember, Sundays, 4 p.m. Central, 5 Eastern, WVON 1690, WVON.com, or on your iHeart application. I do want to take a moment and extend from the Elevated Places family our love and our concern to the family of our IT specialist, our beloved sister, LaDonna Muhammad, who is such a critical and essential member of the family. Sister LaDonna's father is very ill, and we want all of you to join us in sending out your prayers for his recovery. So, Sister LaDonna, you keep the faith and stay strong in love to you and your entire family. It's a very beautiful family. Now, I'm so happy to be joined this evening by the one and only, the inimitable, Brother Terrence Muhammad, my co-host and a multifaceted talent in his own right. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Terrence.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right. And before you start your segment, Brother Terrence, let me just caution everyone and be patient tonight.
Uh-oh.
Because I am handling the phone calls. See, this is where we see the value of people. Donna screens the calls, but it will be me. So you might hear me asking questions of people. Don't be offended if I ask you, who are you or are you this person? For example, is this Dr. Ridgely Muhammad on the line?
Assalamu alaikum. That's me.
Ah, bingo.
Bingo.
Alaikum salam. Our brilliant, brilliant contributor, analyst, the Minister of Agriculture for the Nation of Islam, and esteemed member of the Nation of Islam Research Department. So happy to have you on this topic, Dr. Ridgely. I can't wait to hear you talk about Syria. And also, tied into that, brothers and sisters, is our own destiny, our own future. And we have no future without economic independence. And so we know that in October, and Brother Terrence will discuss that as well, Minister Farrakhan and all of us will be in Tuskegee, Alabama, observe the Holy Day of Atonement. But also, as I talked about on Sunday, we're constructing that ark under the direction of Minister Farrakhan. So, Brother Terrence, why don't you tune us in to what is happening?
Well, you know, there's so much, and I just want to go back and reiterate some of the things that you said, Dr. Ava. And I don't know if people caught it, and I hope they really caught what you were saying, that we are rebroadcasting what the minister said concerning Syria and also planted on Sunday. So that shows the magnitude and the importance that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan wants this word to get out. This is not just any war. This is not just any situation. This is the war that can bring the whole world into what we know as the War of Armageddon. And when you look at a man, he's not an oratorical speaker. He's not just this wonderful personality. He, as we know him to be, is the servant and messenger of God. So when God's servants speak, you must and should listen to these guidance. So the Time and What Must Be Done lectures series at noi.org/the time is very key and necessary for people to listen to. And also, you know, I like how you spoke about your question and answer, but being the national spokesperson for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, I really want everybody to follow you at Dr. Ava Muhammad, not only just for the town hall, but just to follow you, because you're going to give out more insight, timely messages. And if everybody did not catch the dynamic, explosive lecture that you gave last Sunday, they can go to noi.org/webcast and see the archive of that and listen to that once again. So getting into some of the things that's going around the country, we know it's football season, but as I said, please keep aware of Syria more than what you are keeping aware about the football schedule. The Congressional Black Caucus is coming up in a couple of weeks in Washington, D.C., so it'll be interesting to see the discussion of Syria with our congressional leaders in Washington, D.C. Today, across the country, I think it was about 15 cities where Walmart workers were on a strike. And I do know via Twitter from Reverend Lennox Yearwood of the Hip Hop Caucus, he was in Hyattsville, Maryland today. And workers that was on a strike that was protesting Walmart got arrested fighting for their wages. As we know, the fast food workers were fighting for minimum wages. So we're seeing more of this uprising going on in our country. Also, giving a shout out to our brother, brother Malik Zula Shabazz, who's putting on the 15th anniversary of the Million Youth March in New York, in Harlem, this Saturday. They actually have programs going on now with Dr. Wesley, Leonard Jeffries, that's going on right now in New York, discussing education. And based off of Facebook, I can't guarantee the accuracy, but based off a Facebook comment that Malik Zula Shabazz had, that the minister gave him guidance, and he even gave him a donation today. Whether that's true or not, we do know that the minister supports freedom, justice, and equality, and for us to do something for ourselves. As you said, we want everybody to come to Tuskegee. It's a free event, October the 20th, the 18th anniversary of the Million Man March. And also on October the 19th, we want to build a nation. So Building a New World Conference is going on October the 19th at that beautiful HBCU, Tuskegee University. You can go to Building a New World, C-O-N-F. Conference is not spelled all the way out, but buildinganewworldconference.com, and get registered for that wonderful conference. Also, I was blessed last Saturday to host an agricultural sponsored by Muhammad's Mosque No. 36 in Charlotte, North Carolina. They had an agricultural conference, and it was a beautiful conference. We talked about canning, disaster preparedness, how to cook without electricity, lots of good workshops. But this Saturday, they're bringing back the Southern Student Representative, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, Brother Sharif, to do a men's only meeting in the city of Charlotte at 4 p.m. at Muhammad's Mosque No. 36. And our wonderful brother, the National Assistant Student Minister to Minister Farrakhan, Brother Ishmael, will be in Richmond, Virginia this Saturday. So people are moving across the country trying to get this word out across our nation. But I once again want to say, please follow Sister Ava on Twitter at Dr. Ava Muhammad to get the latest update, get the latest word. And you can follow at Louis Farrakhan. He is also on Twitter. So there's a lot going on. I think we want to go ahead and jump right into this discussion. Wars and rumors of wars in the last days as we talk about Syria.
Absolutely. Excellent job bringing us up to par on what we need to be thinking about. Because I know when you turn this television on, there's nothing but sex and murder
right,
alternating one with the other. Schools closing, the United States government with the Republican-controlled House in Congress pretty much being taken over by the so-called Tea Party, whose sole agenda is to ruin the presidency of Barack Obama. And I guess we can open up talking about that, Brother Terrence and Dr. Ridgely, that President Obama, here he is, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, and now about to attack and bring to ruin yet another Muslim country, a sovereign nation that has neither threatened America nor spoken about America or to her in any way or fashion or taken any action that could be construed in any way, shape, or form as a threat to America's national security. And, of course, as you all know, I'm a strong advocate of independence of nations. I believe that all peoples of the earth have the right to move about with freedom, justice, and equality, and I never can, no matter what, and we're going to talk about, you know, what is going on or what might be going on in Syria, which the minister addressed with depth and clarity Saturday, with facts and research not widely known in the American public, to understand the pattern here, that regardless of what is going on within the borders of Syria, the point is it's within the borders of Syria. And as the minister has pointed out, this is a problem within this nation, and it's a problem among the Syrian people. that needs to be resolved by the Syrian people. And, of course, you heard Minister Farrakhan in the excerpt that we lifted, and thank you, Brother Bobby Muhammad, for giving us that excerpt. He warned the president about not only the remainder of his term, but the legacy, and also what he is doing to his ability to contribute to moving us forward as a people, and when I say a people, I mean the entire country of America. When the way things are going, his reputation and credibility are being taken apart day after day, Dr. Ridgely. You know, as the minister pointed out, you come out and you say and the NSA, National Security Agency, is not listening and spying on the people. Then a few days later, it's proven that that's exactly what they're doing. You mm-hmm. say there's no such thing as UFOs. Oh, my God. I mean, where have you been? And it comes out that there absolutely are aircraft, spacecraft. We know what it is, but the point is they are there. And so the minister asked, you know, who's advising you, Dr. Ridgely? He asked that of Obama.
Well, we know some of the people who are advising him, Brzezinski and Kissinger. So when you got Kissinger advising you, you know you're being set up, if you got any sense. But, of course, we want to believe that there's some good white people, and Obama is, you know, black and half white. So he wants to believe in some good white people. And Minister Farrakhan so clearly described President Obama's dilemma in his speech, that he has a good heart, he had one, and he was used by a set of people who saw his charisma and his love for the country as a way to get the people to rally behind him. And then when they got him in office, then they steered him in the direction that they wanted, which is against the best interest of the American people. So it's like when you have these black mayors brought into cities and then there's no money. They bought, you know, Bush tore the country down, took all the money out, and they put a black man in to hold the bag. So, Obama, Mr. Farrakhan said, this is just a terrible time to sit in Pharaoh's seat. So he's sitting in Pharaoh's seat doing the will of those who are behind Pharaoh. There's a whole set of people who run things, and we don't know who these people are. Feels like those who... the neocons who developed this project for a new American century that laid out the countries that they wanted to take over, and they wanted to take over seven countries in five countries in 7 years, but they haven't taken out all the countries yet. But Syria is in line to be taken out. They've taken out Somalia, they've taken out Afghanistan, they've taken out Iraq, and now they're working in Libya. Now they're working on Syria. So when you see a plan that somebody says they're going to do, and then you begin to see it come through, then it's evident that there's a plan involved, and any excuse will do to go into Syria. Just any excuse will do because they already planned to go in. So Minister Farrakhan is exposing them from the inside out, and now it's up to the American people to decide whether they want to continue to be played by a set of people who don't have their interests at heart. So we thank Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for going so in-depth in that monumental 34th edition of The Time and What Must Be Done. And he has definitely shown us the time and given us what must be done, which is get out, separate, set you something up, get you an ark. There's about to be a flood up in here.
Every moment closer and closer to it. And your point about the attack already planned, and again, this is the modus operandi. They target a place because of its natural resources. There's a complete unwillingness on the part of America's leadership And right now, that leadership is corporate. It's not even government anymore. It's corporate. Multinational corporations run this country, and their interests are in wealth, profit. And so what you saw with Libya, Afghanistan, Iraq, and the list is going to continue to go on, are natural resources which they have no intention whatsoever of negotiating with or purchasing at a fair price the resources of a nation. And so now we have Syria, and one of the reasons you've got to watch this episode, The Errant Foreign Policy of America, is the minister puts up a map. And we've got to become more astute as a people internationally. We have to understand the connection between what goes on overseas and how it ultimately affects the quality of our life, and even if we have a life, the way things are going. But he puts up a map of the oil and gas fields that are in Syria, and therein you start to get to the true motive. And he points out that the Iraq-Turkey crude oil pipeline, which was brought online in 1959, and it runs 600 miles from northern Iraq into Syria, and that pipeline was Iraq's largest crude oil export line until the United States, in its quest to force Iraq into submission, accidentally destroyed the very pipeline that they were after. Now, that happened in 2003 while they were bombing Iraq. Since then, they have tried to repair it. They have not been able to bring it back to full capacity. Now, America has got to control that area and open up that pipeline, which means intrusion into Syria. And so the minister shows you on these on this map and explains from very in-depth research that the major oil companies cannot get out of that area of the world. All of the blood of American soldiers and the blood of Iraqi people that was spent to invade that country. Therefore, they have to now go after Syria. Syria has at least 2.5 billion barrels of oil in its fields, making it the next largest Middle East oil producer after Iraq. That is what we need to understand is going on. The game that is run in the late 20th and now early 21st century is always this dictator, this madman, some crazy person who is, quote, killing his own people. This is what was used to go after Saddam Hussein, after Muammar Gaddafi. It just goes on and on.
And Dr. Ava, I wanted to read from one of the good things about it, and we always want to welcome and encourage the callers, not only just to call into the talk show, The Elevated Places, but we want you to tweet about it, Facebook about it. And I say that because one of our brothers, Effin Guam, has put up on Facebook just now a magazine called Foreign Policy, an online magazine. And they have an article in this magazine called Congressional Black Caucus Instructed to Hold Tongue on Syria. Now, I hadn't seen that before I even mentioned that the Congressional Black Caucus will be meeting in 2 weeks. But it said an increasing number of African-American law members voiced dissent over the Obama administration war plans in Syria. The chairwoman of the Congressional Black Caucus, CBC, has asked members to limit public comment on the issue until they are briefed by senior administration officers. And then it goes down to say, when asked if the White House requested a partial gag order, National Security Council spokeswoman Kathleen Hayden said the administration is reaching out to all members to ensure they have the information they need to make an informed judgment on the issue. Kirby said it was her boss' request and was aimed at keeping members informed rather than silencing anti-war members. Just as Minister Farrakhan said, I don't know who your advisors are, President Obama, but you're not being advised rightly. And it seems that the Congressional Black Caucus has to be given the information to put out what they want to put out, but they can't have free thought. As it reads later from Charles Rangel, if I felt for one minute that my nation was in danger and I'm 83, I would volunteer and do something to protect her, Rangel told the cable on Wednesday, but I'll be damned if I see anything worth fighting for. So there is dissent and splitting amongst the Congress about what's going on in Syria. And the other piece I would just want to add, it's amazing how, as you just laid out, Dr. Ava, the amount of people that's been killed, from American soldiers to Afghan soldiers to the Iraqi people, during the war and even after the war, the amount of people that have died from depleted uranium, as Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan talked to us about. And I'm involved in the whole movement of climate change. So all of this oil that we're getting and use of fossil fuel is changing and eroding our climate. So when the minister started off the way he did with the time of what must be done, you need to know the nature and the psyche of these people that are killing for oil and then using the same oil to kill the planet.
That's right. Absolutely. And we're going to start. We have a callers lining up to join the discussion, so we're going to open up the lines. And that's an excellent article. I'm so glad our brother contributed that information. And remember, people, that the Congressional Black Caucus is one of the entities that Minister Farrakhan has called upon to join in a Black United Front. So we shall see where they go. We've got a caller. Remember, I'm manning the line, so it may not be pretty. but we have a call from 225 area code. I think that's Louisiana. You are on the air, caller.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
Fine. How are you?
All praises due to God. I'm doing fine. At any doggone rate, I totally disagree with what's going on. I thank you all for the knowledge and wisdom that you all are putting out there. And we really absorbing it like a sponge down here on this side of the water. My brother's name is Brother Louis Ali, my biological brother. I don't know whether you know him or not, Sister Ava, but we've been around a long time. And I also would like to say the younger people down here are really absorbing everything that you've done. My son has just won the to be the youngest in history to he's a boxer, and he'll be on the Olympic team.
Yes.
And
go ahead.
Of course, he's a Muslim, and you know, a lot of people look up to him. Him being the youngest on the team, it's funny how things go. People look up to him and have been asking him a lot of what he think about a lot of things that's going on. And just for your listeners to let you know that the younger ones, they really and truly speak. And the older children, that they are listening, because they're not listening no more to what a lot of the other things that they hear. Sorry to put it like this here, but they don't listen to the church and all that there. They want to hear the truth. So we thank y'all
for
putting it out there.
Yes, of course we know Brother Louis very well, and he is one of the strongest promoters. Not only of Elevated Places, but such a beautiful, loyal, dedicated brother, and the information he consistently drops via text and email about what is going on right in the present time is priceless. But yes, congratulations on your son's success in making the USA boxing team, and the first thing I thought about was Muhammad Ali.
Well,
that's how his career got started. It was on U.S. Olympic team 50-some years ago. And, you know, you're not at all in any way wrong in saying, you know, that's a position of influence in and of itself. And I agree totally that the young people are done. They're not interested in lies and hypocrisy, and that really accounts for their complete rejection of this society. And so they're ready to hear from the one man who's bringing the complete and total truth. So thank you, my dear brother, for calling in, and congratulations to your beautiful family.
Thank you, Queen. Assalamu alaikum.
Sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
Now we're going to go to, I think this is Dallas, 214.
Assalamu alaikum, sister.
21, wa alaikum salam. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Thank you. Did you get to a chance, this is Brother Muhammad, did you get a chance to look at Mafa yet?
No, sir. I made a note of it. I made a note. I haven't forgotten it. But I've been running from one thing to the other. But, yes, I will definitely look tomorrow, probably tomorrow evening.
Yeah, if you can.
And you
want
to repeat
down.
That to this audience, please? Because
yes,
I think that
yes,
was
ma'am.
On my daytime broadcast. Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. Go to YouTube and look up MAAFA. Mafa. It's a 2-hour video. And it'll give you the most powerful feelings that you can have. You remember that feeling that you had when the doctor told you that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan had taken the cancer out of your body? It will bring up that kind of feeling, that powerful
yes,
feeling
sir.
From the soul.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
ma'am. But on all the beautiful points tonight, I'm going to come in on them. And we have to remember poor black people live in areas called projects. And that's because a project is what? An experiment. And the white man got his idea of saying that Assad is killing his own people. He learned that from what he accused Honorable Elijah Muhammad of doing to Malcolm X. Of course, we know the CIA killed Malcolm X, but that was the lie that they used to keep a lot of black people out of the nation. And another key point is Brother Bobby he did a good job, but he missed the key point, and that's when Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, America sent people with the gas over to Syria. America and Britain got in together and have people in Syria to drop the gas on the Syrian people and then turn around and blame the president. And when he did that, Minister Farrakhan gave us a guided tour into Satan's mind and the Illuminati's mind. And see, with that, you can see why white folks brought Obama into office, rather. Obama is, I said before, you can look it up on YouTube or do your internet research. Obama is a member of the Bush family. He's related to the Bushes. And a brother told me in the Dominican Republic that he's also related to the Clintons. So he's being used like Colin Powell and Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan told us that white folks brought in Colin Powell over 29 other more qualified generals because they wanted to use him to kill a bunch of black people. And then if somebody says something, they can say, oh, no, we're not racist. Look at this nigger that we put in over everybody. And
right.
Obama is being used like Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice, and these other Uncle Tom puppets that white folks are using. And like the minister said on the webcast, the Bushes and white folks have been planning this since 1991. And see, Minister Amos from San Diego, one of Elijah Muhammad's ministers, made an excellent point. He said that what's the greatest vice? The greatest vice is not cocaine. The greatest vice is not alcohol. The greatest vice is the white man's advice.
Yes,
and
sir.
And that's where Obama's problem is. He's listening to the white man's advice because he's one of them. He's Barack
right.
Bush and Barack Clinton. And
well,
Honorable
Brother
Minister
Muhammad, we're gonna
yes,
have
ma'am.
To move on because we got a bunch of
yes,
calls.
Ma'am.
But I love what you're saying, and you know he never denied it. It was made public about his bloodline, his connections to those families, and it was
yes,
made
ma'am.
Like a joke. It was like,
right.
oh, ha, 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 guess what? He and Clinton are distant relatives. Ha, 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 he and Bush. And there was never any denial from the White House. But your points are phenomenal. And I will say in Brother Bobby's defense
yeah.
that we have a limited time to do the clips before the program begins.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
I didn't mean any disrespect. He does a wonderful job.
He does because he attracts people. It draws people and it arouses their analytical mind by stopping at the minister raising the question. You know, clearly they were gassed. Those dead people, those dead children that they showed, which was horrific.
Right.
It just sent shivers through my body. And, the camera is going along this long line of dead children
right.
Lying there, 5 and 6 years old. It's just so wicked
right.
the way they set all of us up. And then it's always
yes, ma'am.
This man. Oh, it was the president. He did this. But even Marco Rubio, who's a Republican senator, asked the question, why is it that 1,500 dead from chemical weapons will bring you to war when the 100,000 that were killed before that by
right.
guns and other weapons did not arouse
right.
you to war? And so all of this is carefully timed. But thank you, Brother Muhammad. You always bring great insight. Thank you,
thank
sir.
Thank you, brother.
I want to
yes,
get
sir,
in here
Dr.
on the
Rishi. Come
on
in.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Both of you.
We appreciate the information about Obama's lineage, but there's a bunch of Uncle Toms that ain't got no link to Bush.
Very yeah, let us not forget. Amen. Yes, sir.
Okay. So
no
the question
biological.
Is, yeah, biological. So the question is, what would you do, talking about all of us, if we were put in that position, somebody come to you and say, look, we're going to make you president. You know we eat it up, and then when we get in there to save our behinds and our face, we'll do what they tell us to do, so we can just get up and get out of here and make some money when we get out. So you know we can dump on Obama, but one thing I love about the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, it told us that he made the white man out of the weak part of the black man. So don't be fronting on Obama just because he mixed. We all mixed with some stuff. Plus, without even being mixed, we can still be controlled by our brown germ and become a tool and a fool for somebody who's crafty because he knows in our heart what we want. We want riches and women so he can play us. So we got to get rid of the part in us that the enemy can play from us. So, you know, yeah, Obama, he sold out. A whole bunch of Negroes sold out and ain't got no Bush and Clinton in them.
Well, that's well said. And Brother Terrence, before we go to your point,
yes,
you know,
ma'am.
Just to Dr. Ridgely's point, to lift this from the minister's broadcast, he said, since, you know, remember he asked the president, he says they're destroying you little by little,
mm-hmm.
making
yes.
him ineffective. See, he would become so effective on behalf of black folks coming out of that office. Now,
right.
they're more concerned about that than they are with what he's doing in the Oval Office, which is not controlled by any president. Every president really is just a spokesperson
right.
for the power of the United States government. But look at what the minister says here. He says, since President Obama was not acting as his advisors and the neoconservatives wanted him to act towards Syria, they inspired the Syrian, quote, rebels to use a form of gas, And immediately, the propaganda machine of the Zionist-controlled media goes into action to feed the American people the same kind of propaganda that led to America's involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan. So the media is quick to say Assad is killing his own people. They show horrific pictures of dead women and children, no doubt gassed. See? So going back to that statement and to your point, Dr. Ridgely, even when the president resists, you know, when that original melanin comes up in him,
go ahead.
You know, when his righteousness bucks against it, then they put something out there that forces him to act as they want him to. See, that's the other side. They always have these rebels that the U.S. is backing. With the nonsense, the very nonsense of that type of situation. You know, you look at Libya. You're telling me some teenagers in Libya wearing Timberlands and Aeropostale T-shirts with a couple of guns were taking down Muammar Gaddafi. Are you serious?
Come on.
And how does a rebel get an audience with the officials of the United States government?
Come on.
You know, we talk to the rebels. Who's the we? And the other thing is, how is America always, you see the Today Show, CNN, all of their reporters are always talking to us out of Damascus, out of Tripoli. If these people are so scary and wicked, why are you laying up over there in a hotel? You know, we really just, if we just use basic rudimentary common sense, that will help put us on a path. But thank you for that, Dr. Ridgely. Brother Terrence, you were going to make a point.
You know, it's kind of hard to make any kind of point after you all. You know, it just makes mine look insignificant. But what I was going to say, at first I just wanted to say that what the brother was talking about was Ma'afa, and that's M-A-A-F-A, Ma'afa, and that is the name that's used to describe the transatlantic slave trade. And I looked it up, and one of the films was Ma'afa 21, and it just gives a chronological history of us on our path and the use of eugenics, killing up, and then the use of abortion as relates today, as you talked about, Dr. Avon, your lecture. I think it was family planning. Parenthood. Yeah, Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood.
But not only with that, with the Ma'afa, I think, you know, we can watch the YouTube clip, and I suggest, you know, you go and learn as much as you can, because we are students and scholars of everything, and we want to learn to the cradle, from the cradle to the grave. But I also want to remind people, there are two books out called Part 1 and Part 2 of the Secret Relationships Between Blacks and Jews. And if you read these books, just get one volume, or you don't even have to get two volumes, but read Part 2, and what you will see in that two-hour documentary of Ma'afa will not compare to what you will read in actual documentation from Jewish rabbis and scholars of the horrific laws, treatments that was done to us during this period of time. You will want to get that. And Jews selling blacks and how white folks got rich will give you a better understanding of what we're talking about. And to also add on to what Dr. Ridgely said, we do like to knock off on Obama, but how many of us that are pro-black don't work a job? How many of us are pro-black, you know, really growing our own food? And I say that because if we're not doing it, we can't knock at somebody working for a system. If we're living under a system, we're eating the system food, we're living the system, working a job. And so we're doing it, why? For money. So most people that sell out or Uncle Tom's are doing it for money. And as Dr. Ridgely said, money and women, and that's what you see in the hip-hop community. They don't care what they rap about or talk about because they get money. So we ain't knocking the Uncle Tom's in there. We're not Uncle Tom's in our lead organizations. And the pro-black conscious community that talk a lot but refuse to join on with the minister and buy land and do for itself. So it's not a knock on what the brother said, but it's easy to throw a rock at something, but instead of us getting up and doing for ourselves, we have always had Uncle Tom's, always had sellouts. They're going to be there. The question is, what are we going to do in unity to build our own nation?
That's exactly right.
You did pretty good, Brother Terrence, behind us. That was good. That was good.
Praise God. Alhamdulillah, brother. Alhamdulillah.
Is this 901? Who's on the line?
This is Brother Hoyle out of Memphis, Tennessee.
Brother Hoyle.
Assalamu
alaikum, Brother Terrence and Dr. Ridley and the one and only Sister Ava. Excellent job.
Alaikum salam.
Excellent job. You know, did y'all hear Rand Paul say that it was a false flag? That this thing was a false flag? I wanted to follow up what Sister Ava said about that. The false flag. It's the book. Now, what you said, Brother Terrence, about those three books, that's fire. Secret relationship between blacks and Jews, 1, 2, how white folks got rich. I mean, just lectures on those are, you know, just awesome. But this is a deleted Daily Mail online article, U.S.-backed plan for chemical weapon attack in Syria to be blamed on Assad. And it says, what did the British Daily Mail online article on January 29th say? In part, leaked emails have allegedly proved that the White House gave the green light to a chemical weapons attack in Syria that could be blamed on Assad's regime and, in turn, spur international military action in a devastated country. A report released on Monday, January 28, 2013, contains an email exchange between two senior officials at a British-based contractor, Britain Defense, where a scheme allegedly approved by Washington is outlined to explain the Qatar with fund rebel forces in Syria to use chemical weapons. Barack Obama made it clear to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad last month in December 2020 that the U.S. would not tolerate Syria using chemical weapons against its own people. So we're just looking at this, and it's all playing out. I wish, do you all ever look at Press TV?
Yes.
Press TV.
Yes,
they had an article
yes, sir.
Today about Japan. You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said the Seventh Fleet was going to be destroyed in Asia. They were saying Japan is getting its military, working on building its military back up. I was reading that. And also today, you know, they had the G8 summit in Russia.
Right.
And Putin and Obama supposedly meeting, and, you know, but all of this is playing out. Going back to the shock of the hour, you know, I just go back in the old days and I say, boy, I thank Allah for the Nation of Islam, you know, and everything is playing out the way it is. And like you said, Brother Terrence, we, you know, we got to come together. And and like Sister Ava said, she had me laughing when she was talking about the minister. How you can call yourself a leader and you got to go big to your boss to take off to go run a march, you know. So we got to, you know, work to get independence, you know, and just come together, and then we can be that example. Once black people got to see the example. Once we start growing our own food, we don't have to say nothing. We just do it. Because the circumstances are going to make it.
And it can't be any clearer than the ministers made it. You know, it's time to get on the ark and close the door. And whoever's coming can come on. Everybody else, I mean, yeah, the messenger said in the Muslim program, I mean, the separate state or territory is for those who want to go. We don't want anybody that doesn't want to go. You stay right here with your boss and enjoy your time. But thank you, Brother Hoyle, so much. We have a whole slew of callers, but we always love hearing from you, beloved. Thank you.
Yeah, I love you all, and I'll talk to you, inshallah, soon.
All right, beloved.
Can I let me jump in here on that part about growing your own food and, you know, just growing for your, you know, it's hard. It's very, very hard. And that's why we're not doing it. That's why we don't want to separate, because we've been made soft. We've been lazy. We've been we ride around in these coffins. You can't hear nothing. I mean, it's so soft. He's made dying so easy. It's convenient to stick with the master to die. We just are afraid to step out and do for self because we know it requires a lot of work and there be nobody else to blame. You can't blame it on the white man. So we have to work out here. We can't blame it on the white man. So we have, I know why we don't want to be free, because we're lazy and we're scared. So I'm here to show you that you can not need to be afraid, because God will give you the rain, and the mother plane, the baby planes will protect your life. So we need to just get out of that punk type of mentality of trying to figure out a way to stay cozy up in this world, and need to start working on building out something for yourself, set you something up, and let's get up out of here.
Well, that's exactly right. And we will find that as soon as a few of us act on that, it will
right.
show the rest what's possible. And desire
right.
feeds the will. We have to show our people something desirable. As the messenger said, you know, the white man has offered these trinkets and meaningless, depreciating material things. And our people don't think there is anything better than this. That's the tragedy. We really think this is it. And until we are shown something else, we have no incentive to, as you just said, subject ourselves to the work. We definitely don't want the discipline of righteousness. I was talking to one of Minister Farrakhan's ministers today, and he was saying, you know, in this world, if you were to go down to a police station in this society today and say, I caught my wife or I caught my husband committing adultery, they would laugh and say, so what are you doing here?
That's right.
You know, that's too bad. Go get another husband or another wife. But among the righteous, that could result in decapitation.
That's right.
So I'm saying that the distance between the life we live in America and what righteousness is. I hear people call radio stations and say, I'm a Christian, I go to church. Seriously? So you say because you go to church, that which is one of the craziest venues out here, because you go to church, that makes you a Christian? You know, I mean, what Jesus did you read about? Because I know the one I read about would have looked at you totally crazy. Because you are living under these people. And Noah, his story is in the Bible and the Holy Quran, that narrative. The bizarre and insane, freakish existence that Noah's people were living. They made mockery of him and those with him, and they partied right up to the flood. Right up to the flood. Not like up to the day before and said, oh, something's coming. No. They partied until the water covered them. Okay?
Huh.
And so we're it's written, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. You hit right on it, Dr. Ridgely. We're lazy. I didn't say y'all. I said we. We are. We're soft and lazy. But let's go to... this looks like we're going, oh, now I lost it, 323. That looks like the West Coast. Let me get this mic open. Welcome to Elevated Places, 323.
Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salaam.
It is the West Coast. It's L.A. Mall.
All right.
27. Brother Wendell Palmer.
All right. Nothing
Wendell,
better.
I just want to pass the information that I heard about the military, and if they cancel, they leave after September 22nd to October.
Really?
They cancel and leave, so that means they serious about going to war. So it's for real.
Wow. Hope everybody heard that.
Yep.
And all leave canceled time. In the U.S. military.
Mm.
Well, I thought Obama said, but then that's what the minister asked him, who's talking to you, because you come out and say something. But what happened to no boots on the ground? Thing
and
hasn't even
cover.
Started
that's
yet.
All. Yeah,
and they're gearing
well, that's
up.
What they're planning on.
Yes, sir.
Well,
thank you for that.
You.
Oh,
right.
Bless you, beloved. Thank you. Waleikum Salaam. Hot off the press.
Hot off the press.
I love the Elevated Places listeners. 313 Detroit. Motown. All right. Welcome to Elevated Places. 313. I think they took a break. Detroit, are you there? All right, we'll have to come back. We'll have to come back.
Ava, what it is I was going to say is that, you know, you said they canceled the lead for the, so you going, they are planning the war. I would say the reverse to that, or not even a reverse compliment to that, is in North Carolina, all of the crazy legislation that have been passing with this Moral Monday. In December, they're going to cut so many hundreds of thousands of unemployment insurance checks. So that lets me know, put on your boots, it's time to go to war and do something for self. So as there's no leave for the soldiers to come home to do nothing, they ain't got no choice but go to war, black folks going to get their rude awakening when all get laid off and all these jobs get shut down, that you'll really realize, yeah, we're getting ready to get to war.
And,
so there are signs
that are
letting us know that we're going to war.
Mm-hmm. And they can, and our people, we can choose between God or the U.S. Army. See, because what's going to happen is you're going to be told if you want to eat and have a roof over your head and have a life, join the Army.
Right. That's right.
Or the Marines. You know, that's the way to get that. That is amazing. Okay, we're going to the 904 area code.
Yeah.
Welcome to Elevated Places. 904, you're on the line. You're on the air.
All right. Okay.
All right, I think they're talking
to somebody else.
Okay, when you get a chance, we're here. Okay. we'll be right here when you're free. Okay, 314. Let's do is that St. Louis?
Sounds like
314, you are on the air with Elevated Places. Where is everybody? Okay.
Where's this LaDonna? Where's this LaDonna?
See, it shows you how we miss
that's
her.
Right.
We got to let her family know how valuable she is, and we pray a lot that her father recovers. Let's go to 615. That's Tennessee, I think. 615, you were on the air.
Assalamu alaikum.
All right, we got a hit. Walaikum salam. I think everybody else is on. What is this, American Idol having a finals or something?
Well, I'm not going to say thank God they was busy, but more opportunity for me.
Yes, ma'am.
But I would just want to point out something that the minister said during the time and what must be done.
Yeah.
When he made mention about the Kaaba, a Negro is going to destroy the Kaaba.
Oh, yes. The Hadith.
But I thought it was, yes, ma'am, I thought it was very interesting how he pointed out about the now, and that was a place where, quote, unquote, where we would go after Allah gets through cleaning up over there. I wanted to make that in a reference to, like, you remember the movie Enemy of the State with Will Smith, and how they were fighting. You know, they had Will Smith and the gangbanger and the drug dealer, and the government was just like going against each other, and how he just sat under the table and just let them destroy themselves. I don't know. I think Obama is under siege, if I'm making any sense. I think he, you know, is being led to, as if to say that, as the movie was pointing out, that Will Smith didn't have a choice but to go, you know, with his children being on the line and the family being on. I think Barack Obama is under siege, but I just wanted to make a point about the what the minister said. I thought it was powerful.
It absolutely was.
I want to make one more point. What would you suggest, because I'm hearing about, in reference to what the minister said of us creating a united front, what would be the best effective way to bring those, because I don't think they're coming to the table, as the minister said, to Tulsa for that meeting. What would be an effective way to get us all of us at the table to talk about that united front? Because I hear, you know, groups like the Black Panther, National Action Network, and all of these folks is calling for one, but no one is coming to the table. So what would you consider an effective way to get our attention, to bring those to the table? Because I don't think they're coming. It's usually the youth, the one that leads these things, so I'm just wondering.
Well, the short answer I would give to that is the most effective means has already been utilized, and that is a straight, clear request. Just as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called the leadership of that time, Dr. King and Whitney Young and others, Roy Wilkins, for Black United Front, now the minister is doing it as we come to the end of all of this. It's not that I, to be perfectly honest, it's not that anybody's necessary to any of this. It's a call of mercy to them and those
right.
who are with them. It's helping them not be an impediment to those that are listening to them.
That's right.
Because the people will follow truth. And if their leadership would be honest with them, they would say to them what the minister and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad have said to us. It is time to go for self. But it is not as though we need to go sit at no table.
Right.
I mean, when he says a Black United Front in a meeting, he just means a brief meeting, you know, sort of like A, B, C, D, let's move out. We don't need any more lessons on this.
Yes, ma'am.
Nobody needs understanding. Everybody understands what's happening. And we all know who we are. We know who white people are. We know all that. Trust and believe. Nobody's innocent anymore. Nobody's ignorant.
Right.
We know. But now we're choosing to stay with the enemy.
That's right.
So he just... God never wants to be found not being just. And part of justice is notice.
Right.
That's why you have a court, when you get charged with a crime, you get a court date. You know, and they say, come in on this day. That's notice. That's all. Come in, report in, or don't.
Wow, that's powerful. Well, I want to say that, remember Robert Mugabe?
Earlier. But listen, we got to move on, beloved. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Brother
Terrence, you go ahead first.
No, and I thank Dr. Abel for saying what you're saying. It's not needed. You know, Minister Farrakhan is mercy. He's extending the olive branch and said, look, y'all need to get on this ark because this world is going down. I'm asking you to come meet. If you don't, you don't, because we're not going to be out in this wilderness forever yelling and screaming and trying to let you know what needs to be done. And I think the question, Dr. Ava, is one of your past lectures at Mount Marion where you said we need to do a poll. Who wants to stay? Who wants to go? And go. And if we're living out scriptures, we understand the children of Israel, some wanted to stay with Pharaoh. Even though Pharaoh was giving them hell, they wanted to stay with Pharaoh. And even when they left Pharaoh, they still want to go back to Pharaoh and in the wilderness. So the thing that you were talking about, that the minister just giving them mercy, giving them grace, look, I got a chance. I got an ark. It's getting a flood. Y'all can get on. What y'all want to do? And if they decide not to, then it cannot be on the minister's hand as God's servant that he does not warn or to extend this hand of mercy to help our people.
And
getting leadership over. I'm sorry,
you know, it takes a carrot and a stick. So evidently we might be needing that stick, and that stick is coming. But what Minister brought in terms of, you know, people like to associate the Nation of Islam, some black nationalists Afrocentric people like to associate the Nation of Islam with Arabs and say, well, we're following an Arab religion. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that Islam is a way of life that we had before there was a Kaaba. Kaaba is just a symbol. So Minister Farrakhan has made it very clear you have to deal with the Nation of Islam on the Nation of Islam's theology and not try to attach us to something else that's old and dying and is deviated a long time ago, because Master Farah Muhammad is the Mahdi, which means that he is the guide to guide everybody back to the right path, including those who are in Mecca. So we thank Allah for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan
for making
it clear, and he's going to make it clear again this week. So listen very carefully as he cuts out the Nation of Islam from the rest of all this madness and lets you know you better not use these excuses. You better deal with our theology straight up, because your life is in the crosshairs of Allah as he takes out this world.
And he said it, the land starts right here in America, but it ends right there in the Holy Land. And he told all of them, Palestine, Egypt, Syria, all that you call Greater Israel, that does not belong to you. Unfortunately, you will die there, but your blood and the Palestinian blood and the Arab blood and the blood of others will purify that area for the real owners of the kingdom of God. You know, and so he's bringing it. If we never digested anything in our lives, we need to digest this message. Part 34, 3 and 4, 7, okay? You know, 6 is time. 6 is the number, it's the name of time. Time's name is 6. 6 also stands, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught, for rebellion.
Mm.
And it is the Caucasians' number. Their time is up. The time for rebellion is up. And the minister chided the Middle East, you know, with their gay parades.
Come on.
And their craziness. And he asked them, you know, how you think it's you? They're not over there practicing Islam.
Come on.
They're racist. They are sexist. They're deviant.
Right.
They're greedy. They follow very little of the restrictive law of Islam. And they certainly do not have the spirit of Allah and Allah's love for the downtrodden. You know, and so we in the nation, we better listen good, too, because like I said Sunday, the minister has never gone public with the lessons, the supreme wisdom lessons.
Come on.
Now he refers to them and speaks out of them in almost every broadcast. That is a signal that we're at the end of this. He also, this is the first time I have ever known him to put an end on something. He didn't do that with the study guides. He didn't say to me when he did the first study guide, I'm going to do 21 of these.
Come on.
He just did them as they were revealed to him. And we ended at 21, which is the age of maturity.
Come on.
But we are now on number 7, the dawn, the coming of the Savior. And when 6 meets 7, you have 13. And that is why in their world, that's an unlucky number, because they are out of luck.
Mm. Come on.
And so any call that Minister Farrakhan makes, it's not a celebrity or a politician calling you. This is a divine warner who, like Noah, calls us to keep our duty to Allah and then says, obey me. And he told the president.
That's right.
When the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, go where he says go, stay away from where he says stay away from, meaning the minister, he told the president he was talking to you too.
You
not
too.
Just his
go
followers.
Ahead.
Go ahead. That's right.
Just because you haven't accepted this doesn't mean it doesn't apply to you. You don't have to believe in the law of gravity for it to work on you.
Come on.
You can say, oh, the law of gravity is stupid and silly. Well, go up on the fourth floor and step out the window. And whether you believe or not, you're going to be a busted up somebody.
That's right.
So we don't, nobody, we don't need belief when God's law is in effect. Mm. It's self-executing. It doesn't require our submission. It forces our submission.
That's right.
So anyway, let's see if we can go back to the phones, and hopefully everyone has come back from dinner. 623 area code. You welcome to Elevated Places. You're on the air.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
To everyone on the panel, I was listening to the radio last night, and this gentleman was talking about that the one thing that Americans don't know, that there's a food shortage in the world. He said that originally what happened in Egypt started because bread prices had went up so high, and
right.
The people, because Russia had suffered a fire, and that is who they purchased their wheat from, and the people couldn't afford it. And I thought about that in terms of what the Chinese delegation to the summit there said, that if there's a war in Syria, gas prices would go up to $10. And gas prices always go together with food prices. If gas prices go up,
believe
food
it.
That's right.
And so what I feel our people should be aware of, they are on the verge of suffering loss as far as hunger, because they should, at the present time, with all the things going on in the world, because when I go to the store, I see Caucasian people buying cases of food. Our people are going to suffer starvation, and they should be about trying to get some food and water in their house before they put rationing on food. Because if you remember, my mother told me that whenever there's a war, there's always some kind of rationing. Because
absolutely.
My mother said World War II, they used to have coupons or certain things that they couldn't have, because they were using it for the war effort.
Exactly.
So
I was going to say the resources are diverted, yes.
The resources are always diverted. And because I do believe that our people are much more aware of things now than they were before. I mean, up on the Internet today, they publicize that the white man experimented with AIDS virus on the children that was in the foster care. People are talking about all these things that they see going on. They know the white man is the devil.
Mm. Oh, absolutely.
They know he's not in love with them, you know.
Right.
They, what they need, and thank you for your program, is to be pointed in the right direction. And that's
all
what the federal is attempting to do, to point them in the right direction. And what our people need is information in order for them to guide themselves toward that direction. And we can do that for them, because we can.
Yes, ma'am.
I beg your pardon? And
no, I said yes, ma'am.
Your program is doing that for them. And I thank you very much, Sister
yes,
Ava, and the brothers and sisters are speaking now. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And we're just running short of time, beloved. And black people are getting not only information, they're getting knowledge, wisdom, and understanding through the minister. It's what Dr. Ridgely said earlier. It's a laziness and a lack of willingness to get up and do for self. That's where the enemy has been very effective over generations of working on us, of bringing us around. The longer we have stayed with these people, the worse we have become in our ability to even consider getting up and doing for self.
That's right.
That's the problem. It's not a lack of information by any stretch of the imagination. It's a lack of willingness, as you said, Dr. Rizzi, to work. And we're running out of time. Somebody from your area code, Brother Terrence, from 336 from the Carolinas.
That's been holding. Neighborhood. Who's this?
All right. You're on the line, caller. 336.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu
alaikum,
brother.
Thank you for your patience.
From Winston-Salem. Yes, sir.
All right.
Great conversation. I just wanted to say that, you know, with everything going on, I kind of felt compelled to go to some breaking news, not just contemporary breaking news, but breaking news in the form of divine revelation coming from the minister, because the minister gives news years in advance. And so I went to the Great Announcement. I just felt compelled to go back to the Great Announcement. And when I started reading the Great Announcements, which, of course, you all are familiar with, the minister had a press conference in which he reveals the experience that he had in 1985, where he went to the wheel, and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad told him that the president had met with his Joint Chiefs of Staff to plan a war. And the minister instructed the minister to go to Washington, D.C., hold a press conference, and to tell the world that you got it from me, Elijah Muhammad on the wheel. Well, the minister said in that press conference that the truth of what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad revealed to him was verified in two newspapers, one of which was the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, I believe. And he stated in part that the Atlanta Journal-Constitution article stated that the president had met in early September to plan a war. And I said, oh, my God, this was in 1985. But here we are, fast forward to 2013. This week, early September, the president is meeting to plan a war. And it appears as though the announcement is coming full circle. I just wanted to have your thoughts, and I'll listen.
All I can say is...
Go ahead. You all respond.
All I can say is this. Mr. Farrakhan has told us that he will go more deeply into the mother plane, the wheel.
Yeah.
The so-called UFOs. He's already told us he's getting ready to go there. So stay tuned. He will take us there.
I'm telling you. And I think once he goes there, it's on.
It's a wrap.
On. Yes,
right.
It's a wrap. I even
and
didn't want to
look
back. He almost kind of seemed to put it back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you know, Dr. Ridge is kind of turning over. He's turning it over in his mind.
That's right.
But there's no doubt when he comes with that, that's going to indicate an end and a beginning at once. But we are running out of time. Thank you, brother, so much for that revelation. I think that spoke for itself. We're down to 7 minutes, and we're going to go to 562 area code. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikum salam.
Mile number 27.
Yes,
I'm going to be just coming in off the, when you're speaking on the wheel, sister, the last chapter in Defending Farrakhan on page 360, where it says the relationship between the UFOs and our second reconstruction. The minister said these UFOs will hold the keys to our success of our second reconstruction on two very important counts, defense and new energy technology. Assalamu alaikum, family. Love you.
Wow, beautiful. Ooh,
right.
I love these callers.
Yes, yes.
You know,
I know that article very well.
Yeah.
And like you said, I love the callers, and they're dropping in. Brother Ephraim Wong was the brother that gave me about the magazine article. But it's funny, when he brought up the announcement, I remember, you know, September the 17th is coming right around the corner, where the minister had the vision in 1985, and it would have been 28 years since, 28 years since he had that vision in 1985, and the 28th surah is the narrative, and it opens up in the narrative talking about we recite to thee on the third verse, we recite to thee the story of Moses and Pharaoh, a truth for a people who believe, and it talks about how Pharaoh exalted himself in the land. So you know, Mother Sanetta can do the numbers better than I can, but there's just too many signs out there, and our callers is bringing out everything that's happening. So I think what you said at the beginning of the show, watch the time of what must be done, repeat, and really pay attention.
Yes. Yes, because every component of that message, and, you know, you and I were talking, Brother Terrence, before we came on the air, there's something for everybody. He didn't leave anybody out. If you're black, if you're white, if you're Muslim or Christian, if you're brave or scared, whoever you are, he's talking to you. So you cannot say you did not get a clear message.
Plus that message is in hard copy in this week's final call. So you get this week's final call, he's got that message in the final call for us to study.
Right.
Yeah, in fact, I'm rolling, scrolling up and down on my iPad right now. And it's, I think, a law for technology, which is referenced in the problem book. You know, to free the slave, we all, every single person on this planet, for the first time in history, at least in this cycle of history, where the divine warner among us, you can have a one-on-one with him. You can you don't have to go out somewhere if you're afraid to be seen, or you don't want to get searched, or whatever the issue is, or you're shy about it. You have been given the technology through these phones and iPads and desktops and laptops to be able to listen, and nobody even knows you're listening. And the ones that know, they're not going to do anything. They are already doomed, you know. So that's another tragedy that so many of our people are afraid of someone who's out of power. They just haven't sat down yet, but they're out of power. And so the only thing holding us back is ourselves. So we're down to 3 minutes. We're going to take one more call, and I'm looking for whoever has been holding the longest as of this point, which is going to be there's a 678. That's Atlanta. Haven't been there yet tonight. 678, you're on the air.
Assalamu alaikum, family.
Well, alaikum
salam. Wow, a powerful show. I'm always have enjoyed your show, but in brief. Taking into consideration that the president has surrounded himself with all of his enemies, how can we be assured that he's even getting the message of our Minister Louis Farrakhan? And listen off the line.
Oh, well, Dr. Richard,
we got spies everywhere. And by the time he made his decision at 6 o'clock, that tape has already was in the can. So we know he got spies. So somebody probably did hip him as to what Mr. Farrakhan was going to say.
Yeah, NSA, you know, the beautiful thing is NSA has been exposed to all of us. So even Tweety Bird knows that everything we say is being listened to and looked at. And you know, Dr. Rizzi brought it to my attention. He said, well, you know, they brief the president all the time, and the messenger said there is no such thing as a coincidence. I'm so glad the brother brought that out so we can ponder over that. And I was telling somebody today, I thought that going to Congress was the Pontius Pilate move. Okay,
yes.
When Obama said, well, I'm going to ask Congress. You know, nobody has asked Congress for permission to go to war since Franklin Roosevelt went after the Japanese were duped into bombing Pearl Harbor. Ain't nobody been to Congress since then, you know. And Bush, oh my God, he was a straight up pharaoh. This is what I'm gonna do. I dare y'all, you know. And if you vote against me, I'm gonna veto it. Okay. So nobody goes to Congress. Obama didn't go to Congress about Libya.
Come on.
All right. He didn't go
to
Congress to send drones over Pakistan and Yemen and all these places. But I honestly think that in the wake of the minister's message that he did a Pontius Pilate. You know, I ain't going by myself. You know, y'all take it. Y'all vote on it. You know, and now they're over there bumping heads.
Yep,
you know, so, and I agree with
he
you.
Wants
that's the
to be able to say,
same
he wants to
I
be
did.
Able to say that, you know, that Congress said do it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're down to 50 seconds. My brilliant, beloved brothers, thank you for this excellent evening. And we're going to all be watching America's Errant Foreign Policy under the Time and What Must Be Done. Don't miss it. Make sure your friends and family are made aware. And we're going to watch it together on Sunday in all
That's
of the
right.
mosques and study groups and via webcast this Sunday. And don't forget that after that, later in the afternoon, Elevated Places will present an enlightening social media Q&A session with yours truly, Dr. Ava Muhammad, WVON Radio, the talk of the town in Chicago. May Allah bless all of us with the light of understanding. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.